Chrissy Teigen needs some happiness in her life, clearly, because she is such a miserable cow.
I believe that if you treat people like absolute utter garbage and if you do despicable things, eventually it'll catch up to you.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can I get a little bit of that common sense?
Welcome to another edition of A Deep Dive from the Chicks. We are about to go off.
Wow, it's about to get lit.
It's going to be so lit all up in here. You and I are probably going to throw down and then we'll unthrow down.
Yep.
We have so many thoughts and opinions about the Teig Meister.
Right.
Who is most famous, I think, not just for being married to John Legend, but also for like making that Teigen face.
I prefer to call her the Teiganator.
Not the Teig Meister.
The Teiganator, because she just hurts everybody in her path. She's like the Teiganator.
Okay. I like it.
Right.
Well, and I feel like part of the reason that she's so mean, and we'll get into all those details in just a little bit, is probably because she's sleeping on the wrong pillows.
Were you going to say that? Yes.
I mean, right. So I kind of feel like if she would just do the smart thing and get herself some My Pillows, she would experience a whole new type of sleep and a whole new type of restfulness that she clearly is missing in her life.
Right. Agreed. I think this is what has led to her being so evil.
And the great thing about My Pillow is that it's not just pillows. As you know, as we've talked about ad nauseum, it's so much more. It's amazing towels. It's amazing sheets. It's amazing slippers. It's amazing mattress toppers. It's amazing dog beds and robes and everything that you can think of. And it's all such great quality stuff.
It's good stuff. Yeah. You guys got to call them and then you use our discount code, which is
and
you get all these fantastic discounts. Like you get all these.
I mean,
like,
massive.
Right. It's like being in a little club. See, you got to do it. You got to do it. Like get on the stick and do it. Get all the things. All the things.
You can use code CHICKS at either 1-800-875-0513 or just go to MyPillow.com and get yourself all the stuff. Use the code, get huge discounts, and you can thank us later. And believe me, people have been. I am like backed up on emails to talk about on our daily video podcast. We have enough testimonials at this point to talk about MyPillow through September.
I love this. Love it.
Well, and Chrissy Teigen needs some happiness in her life, clearly, because she is such a miserable cow.
Yeah, I know. And like, this is the thing that those people who get on social media and they're like, look at my happy family. I'm so happy. Look at me. Look at my boobs and look at this and look at that. And then it's like, are you really? Because you're horrible to other people. You're just this awful, horrible, despicable creature.
Yeah.
And people are coming. I don't think this is the end of it. I think that we're going to start hearing more and more people. Because now there's been a handful of people that have come out saying that she's bullied them. Lindsay Lohan and
Courtney
and
Stodden.
Now there's, right, Stodden. Thank you. I always forget her name. She's now she's a woman that at the time she was very young who married the guy from The Green Mile. That's all I know. About her.
And he was much, 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 much older.
A lot older,
and,
yeah.
Like, she was 16, right? I think in her state, it was obviously legal for them to get married, but also gross.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's pretty gross. But that's pretty much all I know about who that chick is. But anyways, but Chrissy Teigen, like, just she picks people and then she's like, I'm going to go ahead and make it my mission to destroy them. Or just to be completely awful to them to try to, she's a bully. She is just a flat out bully is what she is. And it's coming back to haunt her, you know? And it's like, there was a piece in the Washington Examiner, I think it was today that came out. And it was, you know, I'm paraphrasing the title, but it was basically like the queen of canceling is now being canceled. And so there's this notion that, you know, I know that we're probably going to, you and I are going to talk about her apology and everything. I think she's very upset now because she is. It's happening to her. Like I always say to you, karma is a real bitch. It's a real bitch. And eventually I believe in it wholeheartedly. I believe that if you treat people like absolute utter garbage and if you do despicable things, eventually it'll catch up to you. May not catch up to you quickly, but it'll eventually. And sometimes we see it happen quickly. And in this case, it's kind of happened sort of quickly, you know?
Well, definitely it feels sudden. So it's after the fact, because some of these tweets and some of these messages that she sent to people were years ago, right? Like years right. ago. But, you know, Twitter's been around for several years now, and she has developed a huge following on Twitter because she's snarky and funny. And, you know, she's got this sort of biting sense of humor, which, you know, a lot of times even I appreciate. But when it gets just nasty and mean, it's crossed a line for even some of her most ardent followers. And so we wouldn't know. I mean, I don't think she's gone back to delete those tweets, or I don't think she had gone back to delete those tweets from years ago until Courtney Stodden came out not terribly long ago and said, Chrissy Teigen was horrific to me and told me to kill myself. And here are the receipts, right? Like, here's all the messages that she sent. She's a beast. And then everybody exploded and got super upset with Chrissy Teigen. And she sort of apologized a little bit on Twitter at first, but then she lost all the sponsorships. She disappeared. It's been several weeks until yesterday. And then yesterday she put this big blog post with her big giant apology, and really, to the extent that someone can apologize profusely, she did. She owned that she was a bully, that she was the worst kind of troll, that she hates the person she was, that she's disgusted by it, that she doesn't expect forgiveness and doesn't deserve it, but is hoping for some understanding that, you know, mistakes that we've made don't define us forever, blah, 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 blah. So she released a giant apology. Right. And at first, as you and I talked about this morning, I was kind of like,
we kind of thought about it. We sort of thought about it a little bit. Let's just be real. Because I was like, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying what she's selling. I'm not buying what she's selling. You're like, but Daisy. Because in real life, if a little glimpse into Mock and I, Mock is way more trusting than me. And you just are. And I love that about you. But you are just like, if somebody's like, you would have gone off with Ted Bundy if Ted Bundy came over to you with the cast. Yep. And he was like, I'm hurt. I'm limping. I'm hurt. And I would have been like, you're a freaking creep. Like, I could smell.
And I would have been like, oh my God, let me help you into your car.
Right. And then you'd be dead. And this is this is the difference between you and me. Like, I'm just not as trusting as you are. Like I said, I love that about you. It's sweet. I just think that Chrissy Teigen is somewhat of a narcissist. And I think that if she really wanted to really look inward, she'd be doing just that. She wouldn't be on social media. Her first instinct is to, oh my God, I got to go out there and I got to get more love and attention from all these people that are not even my friends, that don't even know who I am as a person. You know what I mean? There's like maybe three people in her life that actually know her and know what a despicable hag she really is, right? And it's like the rest of the world, she's a pseudo celebrity, you know? She happened to marry well, you know, she was a Sports Illustrated model for like 2 seconds and she married well. So now she's in a position where I feel like if it were me, I would have, if I were her, which I can't imagine doing the things that she's done, because the things that she said are just horrific. But I would have looked inward, and then I would have gone and I would have tried to make amends with the people that I hurt. I would have just stayed off of social for a while. I just would have, because the stuff that she's been caught saying and doing is absolutely, it's just awful and despicable. And so,
the question is, what's a while, right? Because she's been off of it for several weeks, apparently contemplating and like just, you know, drowning in her sorrows.
Oh my
about
God,
this.
A couple weeks. Oh. Oh my God.
So my point to you this morning, before I read the whole thing about Michael Costello, which we'll get into in a little bit, was I read her apology and I was like, wow, like that's as sorry as I've ever heard a celebrity be about their own behavior. And so then I started thinking, okay, well, if this isn't enough for people, what would be? Like, what are they expecting her to say or do to make this right other than what she said and did in that apology? Because she says she's trying to reach out to people personally.
But why is she apologizing to everybody? Why is she getting out there and trying to make amends with the public when she should be making amends with the people that she's been an asshole to? This is my point.
Right. But I think it's because she's a public person and wants to continue to be a public person and doesn't see
there
a way to get back into the public without recognizing that she fucked up. So she wants to own that she fucked up and tell people she owns it so that she can re-enter public life. without being asked about it in a bunch of interviews and not, you know, and having to say the same thing over and over. She just wanted to say her piece. And now hopefully the public forgives her. I don't think they're gonna. I mean, I'm sure some people will, but like sponsors are still saying, no, you are poison. Like, we don't want you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she kind of is. She kind of is poison because it's to me, it's like a it's one of those deals where you say, oh, my God, she's been off it for weeks. Okay. So from, I guess, a standpoint for somebody who is literally living on social media and like and is so ingrained in that culture where she feels like she has to tell us her every, like, I'm going to take a poop now. You know, it's like I have to tell you every single thing that I do and every minute of every day, because this is where I get my sense of self-worth is through a bunch of people that don't even know me because I am so insecure about myself. And the fact that she's not on it for, so what? She's not on it for a couple weeks. Stay up for a couple months. Stay up for a freaking year if you have to, and then rebuild. I mean, I feel like what she did and the things that she said warrant her being off for longer than just a couple weeks. And the fact that
okay,
she
but
went,
you just said, so stay off a couple months or stay off a year. So which one is it? Like, how is she supposed to know how you will accept that versus other people will accept? Like, what is the rule? That's the only place that I do feel some sympathy for her, because I feel like she's in a lose-lose here. Like, no matter how long she would have waited, people would have been like, what took you so long? You know what I mean?
The people who love her are always going to love her, and those people are messed up anyway. Because, listen, before we got on this podcast, I looked at her Instagram, and there are people out here that are like, oh, I love you, Chrissy. You're so great. I'm on your side, blah, blah. Jennifer Garner put a big heart for her.
Oh,
Jennifer
my
Garner.
God.
I mean, there are celebrities out there that you, celebrities who you would think that are like, you think because you see them in movies and you think these people are, you know, you think they're decent, right? You think they're decent human beings. These are the people that do these black and white PSA campaigns for all of us, telling us not to bully, right? And then they're putting hearts next to Chrissy Teigen because, oh, really? Really? Is Chrissy Teigen going to apologize to Melania? Is she going to apologize to our president for the hell that she put him through? Is she going to do that?
I feel like those two did not make the list of who she's going to reach out to personally.
Right. This is the thing. Are people going to be demanding that? Because she was so unbelievably disrespectful to our commander in chief, to the leader of the free world. I mean, I wouldn't have said that stuff to Obama, would you? And I completely disagree with every one of his policies. And furthermore, if it were one of my kids, I would have been completely embarrassed by everything that they said. I can't imagine. So,
yeah, I mean, she definitely crossed all the lines. She was so mean. So mean.
And it's selective. Her apologies are selective. So, you know, now there's this other guy that's coming out and it's like, oh, by the way, I wanted to kill myself. And that was in 2014 is when she tried to ruin my life.
Yeah. So it's a fashion designer, Michael Costello, and said, I mean, yeah, so you're right. So he put out a gigantic statement on Instagram saying he had even written notes to his family, to his friends to like say, hey, I'm about to kill myself. Like, this is how bad it has been since 2014. He has been suffering from trauma that he says Chrissy Teigen caused. And then he included some of the screenshots from when she called him a racist for a comment that he never made. Someone like photoshopped like a comment to make it look like he was saying something racist, but he never did it. And so she completely started badmouthing him to every person that could potentially hire him in the industry, ruined his career completely.
Right.
And then
canceled
he
him.
Tried to reach out to her. And that's what he posted the screenshot of, is the conversation when he said, Chrissy, can I please call you? And she was like, no, you're a racist. You deserve to have your life ruined. She was just awful. And ever since then, he's been struggling. And when I read that, then I was like, yeah, this is 2014. Like, I can see if you're going to be a teenager and say horrible things and then you grow up, I'll maybe give you a bigger pass. But this was not that long ago that she was this awful.
Right. I mean, how old are her kids? I mean, she was just like, it's because her kids aren't that old. And this is like either right around the time she was having kids or right before she had kids. It's definitely when she was married.
Oh, you know? Which makes a lot of it was funny because on Twitter today, people started going after John Legend for marrying her. And then I was like, okay, wow, this is a whole new level of cancellation, because now they're like, how could he possibly have written those amazing songs about someone so terrible? So now they're in the process of trying to cancel John Legend just for liking her.
Well, you know what? This all, okay, so the cancel thing, you know, as we talk about cancel culture and how horrible it is and how it is like a cancer in our society. But But she's the queen. She endorsed it. She did it. She was out there canceling people left and right. She was
like Michael Costello.
Right. She canceled this poor guy. What did he do to her? Right. I mean, it's like she made it her business to go out there and ruin this guy's life. That's just one example. I bet you we're going to hear of more examples that are going to come out of the woodwork. And people are going to be like, oh my God, she did this to me and she did this to me. And she did it's because this is what happens, right? People are going to start going, okay, well, this is what she did to me. And then it's going to be like a chorus of people who do that. Lindsay Lohan, she was terrible to Lindsay Lohan and told her, I mean, alluded to her slitting her wrists. Despicable stuff. I think she felt like, or she feels like she has some sort of power, you know? And it's a total power trip. And a lot of these celebrities, they get into this position and they feel as though they have power. You don't have power. You don't have power.
Well, and in her case, her power comes from her platform. Her power comes from the number of people that are on her platform there to listen to what she has to say. And that's why, you know, she feels this need to come back out to her platform and make this apology, which I just, yikes. I mean, she's so mean. She's just the meanest. Yeah. Maybe it's because she's unhappy with her skin. And we have just the cure for that.
I bet she's not using Genucel. She's not using Chamonix.
I bet you're right. I bet you're absolutely right about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she should. She should use Genucel, which is plant stem cell technology, amazing product line from Chamonix. And if you need help remembering the name of Genucel,
oh God,
just
here we
remember.
Go. Here we go.
Genucel.
Chamonix.
That's all you have to do. Just remember
that
jingle.
Yeah.
Well, go to their website. It's so easy to order. And if you order the most popular products package from Genucel, you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks. If you order the most popular package, which has, oh my God, it has so many amazing skincare products in it, you get that. And then if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks and enter code
chicks.
You will get, you guys, their Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for absolutely free.
Yeah,
this stuff,
my favorite.
Amazing. And
I
even if
it.
You don't get the most popular products package, whatever you order, you're going to get 10% off if you use code CHICKS. So why would you not do that? Why would you not do that, Chrissy Teigen? At least take care of your skin.
Because we see that we see like the true colors right now. We see what's happening.
And we see your true.
Oh, I knew she was going to do that, you guys. I knew she was going to do it. She was going to do it.
You set me right up.
I totally did. I absolutely did. Yeah. So that's the thing. Listen. So I know we fought this morning. I know before our like little daily show that we do, we fought this morning about this. But I feel like the reason that she did this apology right now, the timing of it is because she's freaking out because she's losing all of the sponsorship. She's losing endorsements. She's losing the one thing that keeps her, that gives her her sense of self-worth. And that is not her family. And that's not like, you know, just herself. That is, her sense of self-worth is based on these social media followers and the fact that she got some deals. She got deals out of this. She got, remember that other woman that she ruined who was a chef?
No.
Remember there was another woman that she ruined a couple years back because she basically called Chrissy Teigen out.
I do remember that.
Remember? She called Chrissy Teigen out for basically being like I don't even know what word she used, but she was irritated because she got a cookbook line. She got all this stuff. She ghost wrote cookbooks and then got, you know, a line in Target and got all the stuff. And it's because, and she was like, basically she's getting all this because she's, you know, she's the wife of John Legend. Let's all just get real. And the rest of us are out here busting our butts and we don't get that stuff. And we're chefs. You know what I mean? We're actual chefs who know how to do this stuff. And she was right. She called her out and Chrissy Teigen basically ruined her. That's what she did. So she ruined that lady. This is the thing. This is what she does. And so I'd love to know what that woman thinks about all of this now. So somebody says something awful about you. You know, it's kind of like, all right, well, people say crappy stuff about us all the time. It's like Karen saying crappy stuff about us. It's like, whatever. You know what I mean? You make fun of it, but we're not going to go find her and ruin her life. And that is the difference. Like, you laugh about it and you try to have fun with it and you're like, okay, it may be some fodder for us. It's kind of funny to think about these people who are awful to us, whatever. But you don't go and make it your mission to literally ruin these people. That's not what you do. You don't dox them and ruin them. And that's essentially what she's doing. This is what she does. She makes it her mission. If anybody says anything about her, she's going to ruin them.
And it's weird too, that not only does she ruin them publicly, but then privately she attacks them in the most despicable ways, saying that they should kill themselves, that she hates them, that, I mean, she is over the top.
On DMs, she's doing that. I mean, it's like, come to find out, she's saying that awful stuff to people. I mean, they have receipts for this. Crazy to me is that the left propped her up as like they loved her, the golden girl. Oh my God, she hates Trump and she hates Melania and she makes fun of these people. Isn't she hilarious? We love her. Oh my God, we love her. She's so funny. She's so cute. I mean, oh my gosh. And so now it's, you know, it's just funny to me how karma is coming back to bite her in the ass and she can't deal. Now there are celebrities who are staying by her and they're like, oh, the trolls are coming after you, sweetie. It's awful. It's terrible.
But oh no, is she getting bullied? Oh no.
Right. This is the thing. But this coming from the same group of people who are, they would absolutely just vilify somebody else who was being a bully. But since it's one of their own, they're like, we totally accept your apology and it's fine. And I mean, she's John Legend's wife. So, you know, she must be fine. It's not okay. It's not okay. And that's why I'm not quick. I know the Christian thing is to forgive. I get it. You're supposed to be like, oh, you know, I totally forgive you. But I just don't think that I don't think she's sincere.
Well, after I saw that Michael Costello thing, I was like, yeah, I can't. I was with you when I first read the apology. I was like, okay, well, this sounds really genuine and sincere. I'm willing to cut her a little bit of a break. And then I read that and I was like, you're so mean. I just can't.
Right.
I cannot deal with this meanness. It's too much. And I saw that the White House actually has removed her from the list of celebrities that they want to invite to stuff.
Really?
So even Biden was like,
weren't they at the inauguration?
Well, John Legend sang at the inauguration.
That's right. Isn't that interesting? The fall from grace.
It is a big fall from grace indeed. Yeah. It's so funny because today we were going to actually talk about school boards and how important it is to get involved with them. And
it's
then we ended up being like at the very last minute, let's talk about Chrissy Teigen the whole time instead.
But if we
had talked about school boards, we would have gotten to mention an amazing new sponsor that we're working with. And that is the Freedom Project Academy, which is like an online school, K-12, fully accredited. They've got a huge graduation rate of kids that go off to college or are immediately employed after they finish up their programs. They've been doing this for 11 years. They know virtual learning better than anyone else in the world. And they are a classic, like Western Civ, Latin, Christian, like no federal funding kind of organization.
No Common Core, no CRT.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. I love that if I decided, hey, I want to homeschool my kid, but I can't do that because that's the situation where my husband and I both have to work. And I'm like, I can't do that. Well, you and I have talked about that. We're like, we can't do that. Plus, even if I didn't have to work, I don't think I could do it.
There's no way I could.
I can't get past
third grade math.
Right. So, I mean, that's like, so this is such a great thing for people who want to, you know, to do that, to homeschool their kids, and then they don't have to do it themselves. And, or if they are homeschooling their kids and say, like, I really suck at math and I need, you know, I'm great at English, but I really want somebody to do the math for me. You can have them do that for you. This is that you can kind of pick and choose what classes you want. It's a fantastic organization, you guys. We're really glad to be working with them.
It's amazing. And it actually can supplement a public or private school education right now, or it can replace it altogether. So regardless of how you use it, they've got something for everyone and every child, and they will make sure that your kids do not get dumbed down. And it's a great way to fight back against CRT and leftist indoctrination in schools. If you want more information about it, go to freedomforschool.com. You can get a free information packet that will have all the information that you could ever want to know about the Freedom Project Academy. you should do it right now. Since now Apple Podcasts has us back up and running, now that they like fixed their borkness of a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
People are able to leave reviews and comments on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. And we did get a really nice review. This one comes from KC1212, who said, well, first of all, the subject line is Mock and Daisy, heart applause, heart emoji.
Aww.
And they say, I love listening to this podcast. These ladies are so funny. This show is a part of my morning routine. They give a wonderful spin on the news and happenings in the world, as depressing as things can be these days. They always seem to leave me laughing and optimistic for the future. These are real intelligent conservative women that don't compromise who they are for popularity. And I am so glad I discovered them.
I love it. That's so sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
So very, very sweet. Thank you. And we're very appreciative of everybody who listens. And you know what? Maybe next week we'll get to the school board stuff, because we were really fired up about that too. There's just sometimes there are days where we're fired up about 18 things. We're like, what are we going to talk about? And today, Chrissy Teigen won. So sorry, guys. Sorry. You're welcome, I guess. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So where can people find us? Let's see. ChicksOnTheRight.com is the place to go for all things chicks. You can find pretty much anything you want to find there. And then you obviously have to subscribe to this podcast. But then we are on all the socials, trying so hard to be like Chrissy Teigen without bullying. Because we're so insecure, you guys. We're on every social. We're on. Let's see, Parler at Chicks on Right. We're on Instagram at Chicks on Right. Twitter at Chicks on Right. We're
Twitter
Facebook.
Just did another purge, by the way.
Did they really? Those
yeah. So
jerks.
we before the first major purge, we were sitting at around 103,000 followers on Twitter, and ever since then, like for the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months or whenever that first purge happened, it's just been like, I think we're down to 84,000 now. It's just, they just keep taking a couple hundred, you know, tens, 20s, 30s, overnight. Every morning I'll wake up and I'll be like, well, eventually there's just not going to be a reason to be here anymore.
Oh my God. Isn't that insane? I mean, it's just completely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Instagram, I tried to get blue checkmarked on Instagram. Never heard back. No. They
must not think we are who we say we are.
And we almost have 300,000 people on Instagram, but they're like, nah, it's kind of like those liberals at Wikipedia who took our page down, you know? Like,
that's right.
We're just going to pretend you chicks don't exist. It's like, okay, who do you got to be around here? Chrissy Teigen? I mean, what the hell? Hello, everybody.
Also, don't forget to check out the Facebook Chicks on the Right Insiders group, which is troll-free and full of the most amazingly warm, welcoming, fantastic conservatives you could ever hope to meet.
Right.
So check that out. It is subscription-based and super worth it from what I hear from all of our members.
Right.
They just love the spirit of community there. So that would be another place to check us out.
Yes, definitely do that. Until next week, hugs to everybody.
President Trump joins me to discuss the border crisis, the hopelessly biased media, and why Republican leaders like Mitch McConnell just don't get it and need to be replaced. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, you'll hear my extended one-on-one interview with President Donald Trump. He also shares why he believes Joe Biden is getting taken to the cleaners on the world stage and what he's planning for 2024. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.